It's Adam Lambert.
Adam.
Okay, we were not expecting Adam Lambert to call us direct. That caught us completely off guard, and we feel kind of special.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you do the thing where that you get like someone connects the call,
yes.
It's all of a sudden you can't hear and there's a delay and
yeah.
All that. I'm like, this is just easier just for me to call direct.
Hey, we are absolutely thrilled to be chatting to you. And I'm going to say this out loud because I was just saying it to my work hubby, Josh. I've always said I wanted to be BFFs with you. I just think you are absolutely divine. What would it take to be a BFF with you? What does it take to be a friend of yours?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, a sense of humor.
Okay.
Oh, well, she's already out, so...
A willingness to be, like, direct and,
okay.
and honest. It doesn't take much. I have a lot of friends. I love people, you know? Just have some self-respect and some confidence, and I'm in.
That's why I love you.
It must be hard, though, once you get to, obviously, your level of success. You've been around for a while now, like almost a decade. You know, I heard Katy Perry talk about one of the reasons she made up with Taylor Swift was because there's really not that many people that she can connect with on that level, maybe five of them in the world that they can have a chat to. Do you ever find that? Do you ever feel that you're a little bit isolated or not?
I don't think it's affected me at that level. I have most of my circle are non-celebrities. I kind of try to keep my feet on the ground that way, you know, and a lot of my closest friends are friends that I've had before anything went down. And I think that's really important.
Congratulations on the new single Superpower, the brand new EP Velvet Side A. And you are going to be heading to Australia again with Queen Amy Park Wednesday, Feb 19 and 20. Did the band kind of share their fond memories of the late, great Freddie Mercury, you know, to sort of really embrace you in the whole Queen era?
Yeah, I've learned a lot about him, and I've heard a lot of great stories. And you know, I consider Brian and Roger like family now.
Yeah.
And so I always, you know, it's so interesting because there's no replacing Freddie. Mm. He's irreplaceable. He is one of a kind. And, you know, I hear people sometimes start comparing, and they go, oh, well, yeah, I mean, I like Freddie better than Adam. I'm like, well, yeah, duh. I mean, Freddie Mercury. I mean, this music, if I wish that Freddie had not been taken away as soon as he was, you know, I wish he was still around. But you know, Brian and Roger have these amazing songs and they want to get on stage and play their music and the audiences love these songs. So they need a singer and that's me. And I love it. And I'm honored. And I think it's a celebration of Freddie and of the band.
We can see, and we are living in an era where they are leaving their legacy, but now working so close with them, what is it that makes them so iconic? What is it that allows them to leave such a legacy?
You know, I think the songs are timeless, and they're very universal. Everyone can find themselves in these songs. They write about the human heart, the human spirit. The songs have stood the test of time. I mean, I have friends that have come and seen the show and not realized that certain songs are theme songs. And that always blows my mind.
So obviously both of you are you take fashion risks, don't you? You know, Freddie was a big, you know, theatrical. He loved his big jackets. He loved to take a risk. I saw an interview with you and you're wearing these massive sunglasses, almost like ski goggles, I would say. When Adam Lambert goes shopping, do people come to you with ideas or are you going like into the stores yourself?
I've been doing a lot of my own styling lately. I don't know. I'm, you know, sometimes I get help when I need it, but I'm kind of a big fan of taking matters into my own hands.
Yeah.
Well, you know you best. So, you know what you like.
Yeah,
and
I mean, and also, like, there's a part of me that kind of feels like that's one of the privileges of an artist is we get to express ourselves. And it's like, if I really want to get my personality out there and to share what I love, then I should be making, I should go into my own closet and put on my own shirt, you know?
Unforgivable for me not to ask, but you'd be aware of a series that started in Asia. There's been a couple of series in the States called The Masked Singer. And one of the names now being thrown around in Australia is you as one of the celebrities masked. Can we unveil you right now? Can we get an exclusive? Are you one of the masked singers?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Of course you would say that, Adam. Of course you would say that. Hey, so talk to us about your new album, Adam. What is it? What's the message behind this one? What are you aiming for?
Well, Velvet, side A, is the first half of this project, and it is heavily influenced by the 70s and the early 80s. Mm. You know, that's the kind of music that my parents played in the house when I was growing up. So it's sort of natural for me to kind of borrow from that time period. It's sort of like part of my DNA. Mm-hmm. And you know, I wanted to do something that was really specific that way. And for me, I was at a point 4 years ago when I started working on it where I felt a little bit disillusioned by the industry, the music business. Yeah. And I knew that I loved music and I loved performing and I loved my fans, but the business side of things was wearing me out. So I kind of had to stop and think about things for a minute and realize, okay, how do I insulate my creativity and my artistry? And then so I made some business changes and I did some things and it took a while. And I fought for it and I worked really hard on this album. I executive produced it. Wow. I co-wrote everything with an incredible team of writers and producers. And it's my baby. Oh, and here it is. It's out.
So obviously you said you like to be in control of certain things. How long is it taking you to record one track? Like how long will you spend on one song? Will you come back to it later on? Will you just have to finish it before it gets done and then move on to the next one? What's your process?
You know, I mean, like every song kind of comes out differently. But a lot of this project was sort of like you would get together for one day with a producer and a writer most of the time, maybe two writers. And you just kind of throw the ball back and forth and like riff on some ideas and kind of let it happen organically. And then you walk away. And what you're left with is you record the idea. And then, you know, and then I kind of put it away and kind of forget about it for a little while and come back to it with, you know, a fresh perspective and listen to it again and see if it still feels good and see if it makes sense. And I'll play it for a couple friends and see if they like it and kind of test it out. And then if it's something that feels promising, then you go back in and you finish it.
Not to lean back on the negative, but you just mentioned something earlier about being disillusioned. And obviously from the outside, we'd see this amazing career and this, you know, opportunity to perform with some of the biggest names in music. Was there a point that stood out to you where you went, oh, I don't know if this is what I signed up for?
Yeah, I just felt like I was compromising things too much. Okay. Like I wanted to just be, I just kind of wanted to be in the creative driver's seat. You know, I realized that when I was a kid, a teenager, when I first started getting into the arts, I realized that part of what I loved about it was that I got to create things and they were my ideas and then I would execute my ideas. And that's what I fell in love with. And of course, I can't do any of this alone. I have to work with people and there's incredible people that have to, you know, come on in to make this all real. Mm. But I just felt like when the business side of things starts taking over and you're working with people and all they're thinking about is the money and the being commercial and popularity contests and the competition and all that stuff, it just it starts to taint the purity of the creative process. And I just had to kind of like get clear with that and make a decision.
And we have loved the fact that we've had a few minutes of your time. It has been an absolute joy. As I mentioned, the brand new single Superpower is out now alongside the brand new EP Velvet Side A. Adam Lambert, you can stop by anytime. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for talking to me. I really appreciate it.